makes you wonder how you don't throw it at him 20 times a game.
Oh, man, yeah, it's a privilege to play with that guy. He's a special talent, an unbelievable competitor, and, man, he made a bunch of plays today that really helped us out.
You played a lot cleaner. Or do you feel like something was different for you today, and is this your kind of game?
Yeah, I mean, just executed the game plan. Did whatever I needed to do for this team. And, you know, obviously we like to be better. We like to score more points. But overall, I thought everybody played well and we were able to finish it off.
Marcus, with the noise late in that game, do you sense that there's a little more building excitement in the city about you guys right now?
For sure, for sure. And it's awesome to play in front of that. It's a special environment. And, you know, I know the team. I can probably speak on behalf of those guys. It's a fun atmosphere to play, and it's a privilege to play for those guys.
What about what he did, Henry? He's going right now.
The touchdown at the end to Henry, I mean, that was taking a little bit of a chance running a pitch play in that scenario. Did you guys know if it worked, it could go an awfully long way?
Yeah, actually, Taylor, after the first play of that drive, thought maybe we had an opportunity to run that play. And, you know, I thought it was smart of him to mention it to Coach Malarkey. And, again, they just executed the play, and Derek did it all.
You have 3 rushing touchdowns against this team this season. Why so much success?
Not sure. I think it's just probably the way that they're playing it.
What about for the team as a whole rushing the ball? You guys had a much better day today than you have had in several, you know, recent games.
Yeah, I thought it was huge. You know, we were able to get some momentum going. We were able to make some big runs, get some first downs on first down, and really got to give credit to the guys up front. I thought they did a great job all day. You know, when you have Clowney moving around all over the place and kind of hitting gaps, I thought the way that those guys handled it up front and were able to control the line of scrimmage was very important and key to how we were able to run the ball today.
On Delaney, when you have Rashard out in a game like today, how difficult is it at times to get him in situations where, you know, you have good matchups with Delaney?
Well, I think week in, week out, it is tough. Teams find ways to get double teams on him. And we just got to try to make the most of those opportunities outside. And I can do a better job of giving those guys better opportunities. I mean, you know, I thought Dak did a good job of creating some pass interference calls. But, yeah, I mean, Delaney brings a lot of attention, causes some havoc, and teams find ways to get double teams on.
Marcus, is maybe the identity of this team becoming just one that's finding a way to win, even though sometimes it's not the prettiest in the world?
That's all that really matters. And when it comes down to it, if you can put these together, if you can win the games that you need to, and it doesn't matter what the score is, you just come out on top, that's huge. And, you know, it's kind of funny. J. Mike was talking about, man, they don't got pitchers on the scorecards. So, you know, however you get it done, however we can finish and find ways to get these wins, especially division ones, It's huge and very important.
They got you a few early completions to start the game, get you in that rhythm. How important is that for you and your game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just kind of the game plan. I do my best to execute whatever coaches are asking of us. It was just kind of one of those things. They played a little off. You know, they weren't really pressing our guys early on, and we were just able to kind of dink and dunk and find ways to move the chains that way.
What's the key to getting in the routine of making clutch plays in games like this time after time?
Well, I think Coach Malarkey and the rest of the staff do a great job of putting us in these situations in practice. And when you're able to do that and you're able to go through these scenarios, guys feel confident when it comes to the real game. And you got to give a lot of credit to those coaches for making practice that way and making practice hard. And I think it's helped us in these situations.
Marcus, from the fan reactions to your reaction, players on the sideline, do you feel that the game was kind of a playoff game, division game, since Jacksonville also winning? I mean, game by game, do you feel that this game was important since your next home game is at Christmas?
Well, I think when you get to this point in the season, you know, with 4 games left now, each and every single one of these are important. And the atmosphere for these games are going to be intense, and we just got to find ways to pull these off. And I think guys enjoy it. I mean, me personally, I enjoy this type of atmosphere, and you just look forward to kind of stringing these together and hopefully end up where we want to go at the end of December.
How's it that you guys continue to mount comebacks? Seems like every week you're coming from behind.
When it comes down to it, I think guys just have confidence in each other. And that's the atmosphere, that's the culture that's being built around here. And for me personally, it's special to be part of and something that I won't take for granted.
What's it say, even though it's on the defensive side of the ball, what's it say when a guy like LaShawn Sims comes in off the bench and makes the big play there in the end zone, getting that interception?
Oh, man. It's fun to watch. And when you got a guy that comes in and, you know, is kind of cold and hasn't played throughout the game, and for him to step up and make a play, it really just shows the amount of depth that we have amongst our team. And when you have that and you can compete against each other every single day in practice, I think everyone around you gets better. And no matter who gets called up, it's going to be the next guy up, and we trust that that guy can make a play. And all in all, man, I mean, defense has played incredible. And, you know, we got to marry it a little bit and find ways to help out and score some more points. But it doesn't matter who ends up coming out there on defense. Guys just continue to make plays.
When you saw Sims get the ball in the end zone, what were your thoughts?
When the quarterback threw it, I thought he had a chance to make a play. And he made an awesome, awesome catch and really kind of sealed it for us. And when we can do that, when guys make plays like that, it's always important, and it was a big play by him.
All summer you heard questions about this team's struggles in the AFC South, and here you sit at 4-1.
That's what we wanted to do, and that's our job. That's the goal, and it's a step in the right direction. You don't want to lose any in your division, but I think being able to put these together, kind of check off the boxes, sort of say, has been important for us. And hopefully we'll continue to use this momentum going into the last 4 weeks.
Your 12 games, how does 8-4 feel?
Feels good. Feels really good. But it's not satisfying. That's just the start. And looking around the locker room with these guys, I think everyone kind of feels the same way. And in order to get where we want to go, we got to continue to put these together. And, 8-4 is not going to cut it. So, we're looking forward to next week, and hopefully we can continue to win these games.